So we'll continue our discussion on some inyane tshuva. So there's a famous statement from the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, who discusses the nature of tshuva. In general, before the Ramchal, there's a machlokas, the Ramban and the Rambam. Well, the Ramban is clear anyway. The Ramban's opinion is, ki ha mitzvah hazos, there is a mitzvah asay, there's a biblical commandment to do tshuva. According to the Minchas Chinuch in the Rambam, it's only kishayasa tshuva. If you decide to do tshuva, this is the way it has to be done, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Kind of like there's a mitzvah of get in the Torah, the mitzvah of divorce. Does that mean everyone has to get married and everyone has to get divorced? That's not what it means. It means if it doesn't work out, you have shalom bayis issues, and you're going to get a divorce, so this is the safer crease, this is the way it has to be done. So, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's just a description, if you're going to do tshuva, this is the way it's done. Most of salvation, others say that's not the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is clear from many other places that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis of tshuva. But that's according to the Minchas Chinuch, that's the pshat in the Rambam. My Naf Kamina, what's the practical difference between the Rambam and the Ramban? So, on a simple level is, if you don't do tshuva, are you violating an Avera? Are you an Avarian? According to the Rambam, you're just a fool. You're not an Avarian. You lost an opportunity to do tshuva, but you don't necessarily get an Avera for not doing tshuva. According to the Ramban, is you actually are getting Avera for not doing tshuva. In fact, that's how you can learn pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, he paraphrases the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about the different books that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. So the Tzaddikim getting written up and sealed for Chaim, the Beinoni, the Rasha gets signed up and sealed for death, and the Beinoni is Tolan Va'omdin Ad Yom HaKippurim. And the Beinoni, the one in the middle, is hanging until Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara, but the Rambam ends, Im asa tshuva, if he does tshuva during Aseret Shemei Tshuva, nechtam l'chayim, im lav nechtam l'misa. So the question is, like, why specifically tshuva does the Rambam pick on? What about if they did other mitzvahs? He did
keeping kosher.
He kept kosher, he kept Shabbos, he did more chesed. Like, there are other ways to tilt the scale besides tshuva. So the different explanations in the Rambam. We saw Salanta writes, because tshuva, because all the mitzvahs you do now, that counts on next year or this year's cheshbon, 5773. But tshuva has the ability to uproot something from the previous, and therefore, that's why tshuva. But either way, that's the different. That all the mitzvahs we do now, it's going to help us, but it'll help us for next year. The Rosh Hashanah is going on last year. We're being judged. Okay. And therefore, tshuva is the only thing that has the power to uproot retroactively. But, you know, but there, that was more I discussed yesterday, the different Mahalchim in that Rambam. So that's the Machok. And another addition is, according to, if you hold as a mitzvah, as the Meshech Chachma writes, it's much worse now. In other words, if the God didn't give us a mitzvah of tshuva, okay, so we did a sin, it took us 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but that's it. It's over. I can't do anything about it. I made a mistake. Hopefully I won't do it again, but now they have the mitzvah of tshuva. So every moment I don't do tshuva on something, I'm constantly involved in that same sin. So tshuva is a double-edged sword. It's a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the other hand, it's a tremendous responsibility. That's how the Meshech Chachma explains that the difference in the Torah, when it says, Re'ena sati lachem, he's giving us a choice, bracha or kola. But then later on, I think it's in Parashas Yitzavim, it talks about Barta b'chayim, and it says, chayim o'maves. So why the big change from blessing versus curse versus life or death? So the Meshech Chachma writes, because the mitzvah of tshuva was given in between. Up until the mitzvah of tshuva, so it's not the same responsibility. And that's how some worm shot in the Rambam. Dafka tshuva, even if you did other mitzvahs, but if tshuva is like the biggest, and if you didn't do tshuva, all the other mitzvahs that you did would help you, because not doing tshuva would override all the things that you didn't do. And that's how the Rambam himself writes, That's, as the Sarantar explains, is even though tshuva yafa kol hashana, tshuva is a nice mitzvah all year round, but there's a special mitzvah during Aseret Shemei Tshuva, Dirshu Hashem Imatsu, that we do tshuva now. And so they say the fact that he didn't do tshuva during Aseret, that aveira is enough to tilt the scale in the other way. So either way, they give different pshatim in the Rambam, and clear according to the Ramban is a mitzvah chiyuvis of tshuva. So the Mesilas Yesharim says tshuva doesn't fit into the ordinary category of other mitzvahs. That tshuva is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pure act of loving kindness. It doesn't make sense. Logically, if you do a sin to get forgiven for that sin, like it didn't happen, that doesn't make any sense. Like if someone, you're playing baseball, and you hit the ball and it breaks someone's window, house window, car window, and you say you're sorry, I mean, you might be sorry and the person might forgive you, but the bottom line, the window is still broken. Saying sorry is not going to fix the window. You have to actually go to the window replacement and go find a new window. So that's what the Ramchal says. How could it be a makshava of tshuva, a sincere thought of tshuva, could oker a maisa? How could it oker, you did whatever act aveira you did. How could it be just by mere thoughts of repentance and telling God, I'm not going to do it again? It obviously has to be working with nimishurat. It's not working within the regular system of halacha. It must be a special gift. That's why Nevuah couldn't understand the Chachma, because it's a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mesilas Yesharim. Comes along Rav Chanan Wasserman, who was killed by the Nazis not that long ago. He was the Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. He was fortunate to have the Chafetz Chaim to ask his questions to. So he pointed out Akasha on this famous Mesilas Yesharim. Everyone quotes this Mesilas Yesharim that tshuva is a chesed. It's lufnim ishuras adin. That how could a makshava, how could a thought uproot an action? So Rav Chanan said, what are you talking about? That's not lufnim ishuras adin. That's is the shuras adin. Why? Could we find the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, daf mem amabez, that a person tzaddik kol yamav, the Rambam even quotes the Gemara. You summon tzaddik the whole life. At the end, he regrets it all. I can't believe it. I wasted my time. I came to shul every morning. I came to shir. Okay, that he didn't say. That he realized it wasn't. But I did all the other mitzvahs and everything else, and now I regret it all. So the Gemara says, he loses all his merits. So Rav Chanan says, so we see it works both ways. If a makshava tova only uproots a maisa ra, then I agree. But we see a makshava ra could uproot 70 years of maisim tovim. So we clearly, it's not lefnimishur, it's that he's not doing anyone a favor. That's the way the system works. So we see in halacha, a makshava can uproot a maisa. So what is the Mesilas Yesharim talking about? That tshuva is lefnimishur, it's a din. It's not lefnimishur, that is the din. That's the way it works. That's the question he posed to the Chafetz Chaim. So I'll tell you the Chafetz Chaim's answer, and I'll tell you that Rav Chanan had his own answer planned as well. So to the Chafetz Chaim answered as follows. He says, there's a famous Gemara in Yuma. The last parak in Yuma deals with all the halacha l'maisa of Yom Kippur. And the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of tshuva. So it quotes two different psukim, seem an apparent contradiction. How great is the power of tshuva? So one opinion is that tshuva could basically balance the playing field. You get back to zero. It could turn the zedonos, the intentional sins, into shkagos, into unintentional sins. Basically, get back to even. And the other pasuk they quote is, both from Leish Lakish, that no, the zonanos, the intentional sins, could turn into zechuyos. It could turn into mitzvahs. It could turn into good deeds. So the Gemara says, it's akasha. How do we reconcile? How great is tshuva? Does it disbalance the playing field, get us back to even? Or does it even turn our averis into mitzvahs? So the Chafetz Chaim says, this is Gemara answers, lo kasha. It depends what your motivation is while you are doing tshuva. A tshuva meyira, a tshuva out of fear of punishment, So we'll take any type of tshuva, by the way, but a tshuva meira, that balances the playing field. That you do a tshuva, whatever the motivation is, but you do an hakara sachet, you try to resolve not to do it again, you're back to leveling the playing field, you're back to zero now, we uproot those averis. But a tshuva meyava, you do a tshuva out of love for our HaKadosh Baruch, because we know that's why we have the klal ase docha lo sase. We have a general rule that a mitzvah ase supersedes a negative commandment. That's why back in the day, and it's a question whether we have it today, but the mitzvah tcheles, that's why you can wear woolen linen on your tzitzis or on the big day kahuna, because the mitzvah ase of tcheles would supersede the negative commandment of shatness of wool and linen. So in general, we have a klal. And why? What is the basis for that principle? Because mitzvah asei, as the Ramban writes, represents the love of God. When I do something positive, I do positive acts, I show my love. And when I don't do, when I withhold doing negative acts, I show my fear of God. So it's a greater level to serve God out of love than it is out of fear. That's why it's much harder, even on one level, it's a lot easier to eat on Erev Yom Kippur than to fast on Yom Kippur. But on a deeper level, when a person's sitting and davening and praying all day, and there's a certain feeling in the room, but to eat the Kenedlach Friday of Erev Yom Kippur, to eat L'shem Shemaya, that's a much harder, because we eat it because we like the food, not because necessarily because God commanded us. So it's a general, it's a much higher level serving God out of Ava. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim said. The Gemara in Kedusha, which says you level the playing field, that's Tshuva Meira. That you have the right to, you basically either work, it works in both directions. A good thought could uproot bad acts, and a bad thought could uproot good acts. But what the Mesil Shasharim is talking, what's the chesed? The chesed is turning those averis into mitzvahs. When you do a Tshuva Meava, that is ability to turn bad things you did, and you get credit, and you get rewarded for them later on. So that's how the Chafetz Chaim wanted to reconcile the Mesiyah Shasharim with the Gemara in Kedushin. The Rav Chanan says, I like your answer, but I want to suggest another one. Based on Rav Moshe Chaim Wazal and another, he has another sefer, besides the Mesiyah Shasharim. What's his other sefer? Derech Hashem. They're usually over here somewhere. And so he says, based on something he says in Derech Hashem, I want to tie it into here, what he says in the Mishnah Yerushalayim. So he writes, when a person does a maisa, when a person does an action for a maisa mitzvah, a maisa avera, so there's two aspects to the act. There's the klape shamayim, that person, whether it's a good deed, you're going to get rewarded in heaven, and you do a bad deed, you're going to get punished. That's one impact in terms of schar, or in terms of punishment. And then there's a second, just as important, klape atzmo, the impact it has on you. In other words, every time you do a good deed, whether you notice it or not, you become a different person, you become a better person. You do a bad deed, you do an aveira, it has an impact on you. You walk into a tannery, whether you like it or not, you come out smelling that way. You walk into a perfume store, you come out smelling a different way. So same thing, when you do mitzvahs and aveiras, you do good deeds and bad deeds, we're automatically affected. So besides whatever reward or punishment I'll get for that action, but inherently right now I become a better person or not as good a person. So Rav Chanan wants to say like this. When the Gemara says in Kiddushin that a makshava, you have the ability to uproot the years of good deeds by regretting all the mitzvahs you did, he says that's only talking about klape shamayim. The klape shamayim, that if you deserved X amount of reward for putting on tefillin every day, for learning, etc. So by regretting to'al rishonas, you have the ability to lose the schar. And similarly, that if you do tshuva, you did it, you lived a life of rishis, but you did a sincere tshuva, then klape shamayim, maker adin, you have a right to lose all the punishment. That's the klape shamayim. But what about klape yatzmo? So that's what the Mesiyah Shasharim is talking about. The chiddush of tshuva of lifnei mishurat hadin is, not only won't I get punished for my averis, but all the terrible things I did, every maisa avera you do has an impact on you. Tshuva has the ability to take away even the impact. That was the special promise to Pinchas. When Pinchas killed Zimri, he got the brisi kunas olam that he wouldn't be affected, or by someone who kills in the era nidachas. The Torah says, "Nasa l'charachamim," a special avtacha. So tshuva is a special avtacha. Not only won't you be punished, but you won't even have the impact on your personality. That's the lefnim ashurat hadin.
That's the sort of a source of the famous statement with where about tshuva stands, etc.
Right, so this ties into as well, right? There's a different opinions in the Gemara whether who's greater, a tzaddik, a righteous person all their life, or a baal tshuva, or one who wasn't the best but he became a good person. So that's a discussion. But according to that opinion, b'makom baal tshuva omdim ein tzaddikim. That's working with this pshat that you become even greater. Your averus turn into mitzvahs, and you could become even greater because you had to work harder to change. You know, whatever the reason is, it's a separate shir. So they point out, and that's how Rav Chanan says, that's the pshat. There's a, by the Medrash Tanchuma and Birkas Kohanim, it says, first it says that you saw Hashem, you know, that Hashem takes tshuva from everybody, but you saw Hashem panav eilecha, but then it says that it's a special gift to the Jewish people that they have tshuva. Yeah, we all know, and if you don't know, if you pay attention to Mafti Yonah this coming Yom Kippur, we'll see Anshei Ninveh did tshuva. So we see clearly tshuva applies to non-Jews. So how do you reconcile the Medrash Tanchuma that says tshuva is a special gift to the Jewish people with the reality? So that's what Rav Chanan says. No, there's two different types. Tshuva about being forgiven, not being punished for your sins, that even applies to non-Jews. Anshei Ninveh were able to take away the decree and they were saved. But all the terrible things they did, they're still... The person themselves haven't changed. It's still the same person as before. But the greatness of tshuva for a Jew is not only aren't you going to get punished, but you become a new person. As the Rama writes, Ani Achi, that's the yisod of tshuva. And that's what the Rav explained. We were going to say throughout Davidin, Ki b'yom hazeh, yechaper alei, we have the word kapara, and we have the word tahara. So if you look in the art scroll, kapara means atonement, tahara means purification. But what's the difference? So that's what Rav Salavetia explained many times, that that's the pshat in the Gemara. Rebbe said that, you know what, there's one opinion in the Gemara, some people hope we pass in that way, that Yom Kippur, the Tzumel Shel Yom is Mechapa. Even if you don't do tshuva, the day itself of Yom Kippur is so powerful, it gives you kapara. So the Rav pointed out, that's only kapara. You get forgiven for your sins, but doesn't make you a tahara. That's a different level. Klapei Atzmo, in order for you to become a baal tshuva, you become tahara, you have to do tshuva. In fact, as the Rav said, one should be careful. It's not a problem here, but there's quote-unquote men mikvahs versus women mikvahs. So women mikvahs have all the halakas of a mikvah. A man's mikvah is someone who, for chassidim, will go every day. Baal keri, so he pointed out, one should be careful on Erev Yom Kippur, should go to a regular mikvah, because going to a man's, you're still tamei, except dalachis v'bal keri, we let you daven, but it doesn't take away the tuma. On Yom Kippur, we want you to be a tahara, mikveh akim, and therefore that's the pshat on a kapara and tahara. And that's the yisod of Rav Chanan, Rav Salavechik, that the greatness of tshuva for a Jew is not enough just to be forgiven for your sins, but the impact it has on you, you become a new person. That's the whole yisod of tshuva, the Rambam, ani achir, that we become someone else. That's what the Rush explained. That's Rav Sajja Gon Shita. You have to go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. The Rama quotes the Minig. Many different reasons what it's based on. But I'll carry other things. The Rush writes it's based on, it's a din daraisa that, and the Rav explained, it's a din daraisa to enter Yom Kippur but tahara. And therefore, he says that's the Minig of going on Erev Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, that we have to enter the Yom Hadin, enter Yom Kippur, not only with a sense of kapara, but a sense of tahara as well.
Not just that. the distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the whole idea of tahara, kapara, and sleep, and mechila, that whole issue, when you really boil it down, it one is a reconciliation with yourself, the other is a reconciliation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reconciliation with HaMoedish Baruch Hu is Ahava. Ahava means that what makes him happy, let's say, Yirotzon Mifonecho, it's the Rotzon Hashem that suddenly I integrate within myself. When you love someone, and when you do something for the other person, it's not that I'm doing something that I want to do. I'm doing something that makes that person So therefore, reconciling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ahava. Therefore, everything I do is not that I say it's a great thing. I say it's Avos Hashem. And that means on that point, so that whatever thing I did for myself, the Averis, because I felt I'm doing it for myself, is a reconciliation with myself and with my Chaver, my Chaver. That means it's a human relationship that I have to restore. But with the Rabbeinu Shloimeh, it's not pragmatic. I want to follow his will. And this is the Ahava. So the Ahava is on a different level. And once we understand Ahava differently, that is the Chos Hashem that I'm. That's why every mitzvah becomes a chok.
Every
mitzvah becomes a chok. Because he wants to.
The bottom.